f***ing computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle stinking up the joint like we normally do. Till 2 o'clock. A little air freshener to take care of that, huh?
I don't stink.
It's a matter of opinion, my man. We are talking about your computer questions and problems, of course. And also, we are posting lots of tips and ideas for you if you are new to the world of online shopping. Or if you're a veteran, we have some interesting links that you may or may not have tried. Like, Google has a website called Frugal. That's another shopping website that you can go and find pricing on stuff. The deal dot, or the daily.deal.com, the site where you where the price goes down every 6 minutes, you could use that in combination with Frugal to find out if the current price is above or below market value. So right. That you know when to buy.
Yep.
You combine these resources that we've given you to become a very sharp shopper.
And there's lots of resources that you can use to test the validity of a website once you find a good deal somewhere and you're not sure if the website is legitimate.
Right. One other thing. If you are going to shop online and you expect this item to show up before Christmas Day, I would highly recommend that you get your order's in now, because if there is a problem and you need to ship something back or ship it back, get a refund and go buy it somewhere else, you don't want to wait till the last minute, and things can happen when you buy online. You can get back ordered very, very easily.
Yeah, last minute's pretty much already here.
The last day that I would make a purchase online and expect it to be under the tree is probably the 17th or 18th, and that's pushing it. So yeah. If you have designs to start shopping online, what are you waiting for? Get it done now. All right, let's see if we can help Barbara with Adele.
Hi.
Barbara in the Dell. No, Barbara with Adele. Hi-ho the Cheerio. No, I'm sorry. Barbara, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question about Norton Antivirus.
All right.
I belong to a music fan club.
All right.
And they're about to go and have a pre-sale tickets for a concert.
Now, is this a club where they have a thing that blows cold air that also plays music?
Cold air?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Music fan?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah. So you're doing what now?
Okay, I'm buying pre-sale tickets off of a concert, a music club that's doing pre-sale tickets for concerts.
Okay, it's almost like a will call thing.
No.
No.
No, it's before they go on general sale, you can go in and buy through the fan club early.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Now, the instructions on the computer says you will need to disable your Norton antivirus.
Now, do you trust this fan club site?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Because
yes,
that's also what mischievous people will tell you to do so that they can jump into your computer.
It's called a phishing scam.
Well, see, that's the rub. My husband says, no way are we going to turn off the antivirus.
Well, here's the deal. A lot of times they just do that just to try to hedge their bets and reduce the problems. Have you tried making the purchase without doing it first?
No, and actually that's why I'm trying to find this out, because I want to be able to make the purchase right away and don't have to go through
just
this.
Go ahead and give it a shot. Now, if you trust the site, then it's okay to temporarily disable.
Okay.
If you know that you can, like, run them down if something goes wrong.
Right.
You know, if you just while you're on that site, it shouldn't be a problem if you trust the site.
Yeah, but the site will lead me to a ticket agent that's actually a
third
subsidiary
party
of Clear Channel.
Okay, so the likelihood is very, very small. You probably don't need to disable the antivirus, however.
Well, actually, somebody else on the fan club said that what the problem was the Norton firewall.
Now, that's a different thing. That's not antivirus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that could be the case as well. You may have to disable the firewall temporarily while you make the purchase.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. My husband's in the car listening.
What's his name?
Terry,
don't worry about it. Barbara's very sharp. She's on it.
Oh, thank you.
Huh?
Baby. All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Barbara. Take care. And I guess we say happy holidays. Politically correct. Mr. Disney, are you with us?
I am, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur,
Kwanzaa,
whatever the other holidays are as well.
Yeah, all those things.
Happy to you.
Hey, how's it going down Tucson? Is it still raining?
Of course it's still raining.
Yeah?
It's raining on our parade. Well, not actually a parade, just a little small grand opening event. But
The cats and dogs?
Something like that. Not entire cats and dogs, just their paws and tails.
So is the big data doctor's balloon getting soaked?
No, actually, I went and looked inside. You know, you can open it up and, like, go in there, and it's very dry inside. It's just wet on the outside, but it needed a good bath.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
And are all the burritos gone, or people in North Tucson can
still... The first shift of burritos is gone, but I'm told that Chipotle is redelivering the second phase of them very shortly here. So,
you know, that smacks of a free lunch. That just kind of sounds like free lunch, doesn't it, Chad?
Yeah.
And we didn't have lunch today, so this is
it's
really
a little
like
bit of a drive for you guys, but I've already helped myself to a steak, and I think on the next delivery I might try the chicken.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good choice. Get the guacamole.
Hey, Chad, it's you.
Yeah, I
made
it in.
It's before 3 p.m., yeah, so you're awake. I heard you were a little tardy today.
The sun's not even warm yet, and he's awake.
Wow.
I'm not anticipating it to get very warm today, but...
Is it twice in 1 week for you, Chad?
Well, today was traffic.
Hey,
oh, sure.
Listen,
I was on time, and I'm an hour and a half away. Come on.
Hey, other than like eBay and the normal places, can you think? We've already talked about Woot, and a listener actually emailed us a website that's kind of cool. It's daily.deal.com, where every 6 minutes the price goes down until the stuff's gone.
I've seen that one. That's actually a kind of a cool thing, but instead of a cool site, how about a cool little kind of gadgety thing but that actually turns out to be fairly handy?
Oh, yeah?
The little, some people call them thumb drive, others call them flash drives or jump drives.
Yes.
Those things, when I first saw them, I thought, come on, who's going to use this thing?
Whatever.
And then I got one, and I'm surprised at how much I use it.
It's amazing, huh?
It's more than amazing. It's actually just a very handy little thing, and more these days, computers don't have floppy drives on them, but you have something small you want to get from point A to point B. There's a new way to do it. Obviously, they come now in sizes up to 2 gigabytes, if you can believe that.
That would be something like 2,500 floppy disks.
Something like that. Yeah. But, you know, average ones are probably a half a gigabyte or 512 megabytes. Those things run for roughly like $75, and you can buy them at retailers all over the place.
And the smaller
and
ones
very
convenient. Smaller ones are $30 to $50 for somebody just getting started. What it is it plugs into a USB port and has what's called non-volatile memory. It's an electronic way to store data. It's not a hard drive.
It's the same stuff that's like for your digital camera,
exactly.
Basically, but in a different configuration.
So you can like store images and music and stuff and transfer it to another computer.
You don't need any drivers or software to access. You just plug it in and it goes, oh, hey, look, there's a drive. Go ahead.
That is on newer machines.
Yeah, like Windows 2000 and XP. I'm assuming most people these days are there.
Yeah, you know what happens when you assume there, Mr. Disney?
I know. I make something out of you and
yeah.
Chad.
Hey, well, I was on Channel 3's morning show with some new products, and just before yesterday, Chad said, hey, we got a new little item in here. Mego, the people that do that clone flash drive, they sent me a watch. That's got
thing. It reminds me of the old days of Swatch, but I guess it does something a little cooler.
Yeah, it's got a 512 meg storage device on it, so it'll hold 350 floppy disks worth of information, and it's a functional watch.
It's built right into the watch. You can't even
just plug your wrist right into the side of the computer, huh?
No, I think you just shake it or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, no. The top part of the band, if you look at it, embedded in the wristband itself is a USB cable, and they've got a separate cable that you plug into the watch to be able to upload and download the files.
Yeah. You know, I think I'll wait for the Bluetooth version.
How cool is that?
The only thing that it can't do that I wish it could is synchronize, the computer synchronize the time with the watch.
Hey, that's
that
like
cool.
That's like wishing a cell phone could make phone calls. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that anymore. All right, well, listen, have fun down there. Be safe. Don't eat too much. And tell Greg and the gang good luck, congratulations, and can't wait
Ken
to see
Ken says, good luck, congratulations. I just told him.
Yeah. And manja.
And manja. L'chaim.
Yes.
Lahaina.
Lahaina.
Lahaina. Yeah, that's in Maui, yeah.
All right.
All right, see you, Mr. Disney.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Down there having fun, Tucson. Remote Brandon Disney there. Hey, let's see if we can help Steve. You know what? I think I screwed up there and didn't disconnect him or...
Hello.
Hey, Steve. Yeah. How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm really not good at this board thing, and sometimes I hit the wrong button, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, how you doing, Steve?
Good.
How can we help you?
Well, I just had my cable internet installed this last week.
All right.
And ever since I got it last week, the advertised speed is supposed to be like 3,200 kbps.
Well, it's up. Two.
Right.
Up to.
Yeah. Not guaranteed.
Two, which means anything below that is also the advertised speed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What kind of speeds are you getting?
Well, just the pages load pretty slow, and the downloads. I've tried downloading numerous files, and they go at anywhere from right around 100 kbps. And
have you gone to any of the benchmarking sites to check it?
I have, and they actually have, the provider has a speed test right on their home page.
Well, try some third-party speed test, because that puts you a lot closer. PC Pit Stop or Two Wire.
Okay, I went to PC Pit Stop as well, and what's happening is that for some reason when it starts to transfer the information, I think it's trying to, you know, it's trying to grab a huge chunk of information, whether it's a download or whatnot, and so all these places say that my speed is, like, super, super high, but then it's just that first chunk, and then after, sometimes it freezes up the download completely, and sometimes... it'll grab that chunk and then slow down to like 100 kbps.
Well, if your machine's freezing up, it has nothing to do with the internet connection. Yeah. That's your machine.
I think your connection's probably fine.
Yeah, you're probably experiencing issues with the system. The system's not really optimized for this high-speed connection. Were you on dial-up before?
No, and I've actually I've had my computer, the same computer over at friends' houses, plugged into both wireless and wired networks, and they had blazing fast, perfect.
Are you using a router or a firewall or anything like that on your home system?
No, the only thing, it's plugged straight into the cable through the cable modem, and the only software that I have on there would be it's called Content Protect. It's a internet filter.
Sure, I did a review on that a long time ago.
You may want to just to play it safe, just try disabling that just temporarily, just to make sure there's nothing going on there. You don't have any built-in, you don't have like Norton System Works or anything like that?
No, none of that.
Okay, good.
Just a simple antivirus software that comes off your recommended site.
The internet connection speed, it measures from the back of your computer to that other site, and they can't make that stuff up. So if you're getting fairly fast reports from multiple sites, then I don't think it has anything to do with the actual cable modem. It has to have something to do with your machine interfacing with the cable modem for whatever reason.
Huh, because it's giving like ridiculously high speed. It's saying I should be able to download it like 32 megabytes per second, and that's just ridiculous. You know, it's like a huge chunk, and that's what kind of stops
the download. No, 30,
about on target.
Yeah, 32 is not that fast for a cable modem.
Well, no, I guess...
Megabytes per second?
Megabytes would be a little...
No, megabits.
Yeah.
It's always megabits, not megabytes. There it gets all confusing. So, I mean, if you've been... How many different sites have you been to do the speed test?
I went to the Cable America side. I went to the PC Pit Stop, and then
what are they saying? What are they saying your actual download speed is? Your throughput.
It is
not the per second site, but basically what they're like 1.2 gigabytes. Download speed, not the transfer rate. So it gets kind of confusing. You know what? You said you had buddies that you were going over to their house, and do they have laptops or other machines that they could bring to your house and try your cable connection?
Well, I have a laptop. I haven't plugged it in.
I would try, if you think it's the cable modem, try a different machine. That eliminates the machine, and if that's the case, then call the provider up and say, hey, somebody needs to come out here and double-check this thing. Because if your connection outside or any of the connections in the house are kind of substandard, it will knock down the performance of that cable modem. You know, the cable connectors themselves and the types of cables, and if you have splitters and those kinds of things, they can all impact the speed of your cable modem.
Did they come out and set this up for you?
Yeah, they came out and just basically plugged it in. I think it was already wired up and everything.
But right. Hopefully they used good, good quality coax cables.
But they can't do anything about what's in the house, too. So right. if there's anything going on between where it comes into your house and something in your house, that can all have an impact. So they can check a lot of that stuff. They have meters and things that they can check to make sure the signal strength is good.
Okay.
All right? So I'd try, if you got another machine, I'd try another machine first. You got to eliminate the computer first.
And then contact your provider.
Yeah. All right?
Okay.
All right, Steve, good luck with that. It is awesome. High speed is awesome. It gets no better than cable at this point.
It's great. I love it.
But, if you're expecting one thing and you're getting something else.
Yeah.
Now, if you have checked out somebody else's cable modem and it's super fast and you get it home and you expect yours to be exactly the same as theirs, that's not a realistic expectation either. It's
right.
Not every cable connection is the same. Some people get real lucky and get a super, super fast connection, and that's just how it goes.
Right, because you share the backbone with your neighborhood. So depending on how many people are in your neighborhood that are actually using cable internet.
How many people are downloading Pamela Anderson
files,
you know.
Yeah, it all has a bearing.
All right, it's the Computer Corner. Chad and Ken will be back right after this with our last segment.